say this expression, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you say that at 3 o'clock school does what?
Lets out.
And say if it's been in the summer and school hasn't been in session, toward the end of the summer somebody might ask, well, when does school
start?
Or say this was a favorite pastime, say a boy who left home supposedly to go to school but never got there on purpose, you say he did what?
Played hooky.
Would there be any difference there if you were in a college situation, if you did go to class?
He cut.
Cut class, yeah. And you say that people go to school to get an
education.
After high school, some people go on to
college.
When you're just starting school after kindergarten, you begin immediately after that with the
first grade.
And in a classroom, everybody sits at his own
desk.
And more than one, the plural, would you say? You've got a lot of
desks.
And a few buildings around town. If you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And if you wanted to mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
And if you got sick really bad, you might have to go to the
hospital.
And when you're in the hospital, the woman who takes care of you, that would be
The nurse.
Yeah. Or if you had to stay overnight in a strange town, you might stay in the
hotel, motel.
And if you wanted to see a movie or a play, you'd probably see that at a
theater.
And if you had to catch a train, you'd catch it at the
depot
or the
station.
Any particular type of station? The station?
Bus station.
Bus station, or if it were train, you'd catch it at the
train station.
Have you ever heard people say the rail?
Railway station.
Or in a lot of towns, little towns in the south, in my hometown, I know, sometimes as the businesses downtown are arranged.
Oh, square.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? That's just the square?
The square.
You ever heard people call it a town square or court square?
Town square is what it's called.
Town square. I see. Or, say,
if it's in a county seat town, it might be called county square.
I see. Say if you had a building downtown situated right here, the one right here, you'd say that this building was right across from it. But what about if you had a building?
It's catty corner.
Catty corner. Have you ever heard the phrase of anti-godlet or anti-godlet?
Yeah.
Or something? What does that mean?
That's the same as catty corner.
Same thing. Could you use that term talking about that building?
Usually you'd use catty corner if one building was on one side of the street and one on the other. It could be anti-goggling, like if one's farther back from another on the same side of the street. It just means not side by side.
These things you don't see much of anymore. I think you still see them in San Francisco, though, for transportation.
Trolleys?
Yeah. You ever read on one?
Yeah, they took me on one when I was little.
Where was it?
In San Francisco.
You ever heard of people call trolleys back then?
Cable cars.
Streetcar.
Yeah.
Same thing.
In New Orleans.
Yeah.
Because of Tennessee Williams played.
Or say if you were riding on a bus, you might tell the driver, well, now, the next corner is where I want.
Stop.
Or where's where I want.
Get off.
Or say a person who's got a civil service job, you say he works for the federal
government.
What would you say the police in a town?